Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me today. Today I have another great story to share with you, but before I get into it, I would like to take a minute to make sure you are all making out okay with what is going on in the world today. As we all know, things aren't the greatest, to say the least, but there are lights beginning to turn on regarding a few good things that is occurring across the world with this virus. When I look at the data that is coming in from all over the continent, what I see is that, first off, yes, there are a lot of deaths. But there are more now that are getting better, many more than the deaths that are occurring at the moment. The thing is that in the beginning, the not-so-good part takes hold of us, making us think the worst, which is natural. But what we need to do right now, I believe, is to control the panic, as things will be okay. I know it's hard, very hard, especially for those that have lost loved ones or friends, but letting this get to us will make things much worse. The thing I feel that will help the most at this time is distancing ourselves for the time being, washing your hands and staying at home if at all possible. It does amaze me, though, that some doesn't believe this to be true. It's a shame, especially with all this evidence that is in front of us right now, as it is passed on to others by close contact or by close vial or exposure or by touching your face after touching, well, let's say a shopping cart handle, gas pump nozzle that is being exposed to the virus, then touching your face with your hands. We all have to force ourselves not to touch our face with our hands. Not an easy chore, but it has to be done. One other thing that a lot aren't doing is that years ago, us older folks were taught when we came into the house after being outside was to wash our hands and face. The thing is, I haven't hardly heard no one mentioning for folks to wash their face. To me, this is as every bit as important as washing your hands, especially for those that accidentally touched their face. In this case, though, you have to make sure you wash your hands thoroughly first with soap and warm water, then wash your face with soap and warm water. I will say that one more time. Hands first, then face. My views are that in the coming days, by the looks of the data coming in, we will be edging more towards the light at the end of the tunnel. That is, if we do what is necessary. Remember this, my friend, the virus increases among us when it is undetected and no one is acting to control it. The medical field is doing their part, we have to do ours, and the government, of course, has to do theirs. And as I've said many times before, if for nothing else than to slow it down, giving the scientists and such time to come up with something that will be of help to us all. On another note, though, there is one thing that we should all be aware of, and I mean this sincerely, that our body is one amazing piece of equipment, and it has been fighting off diseases of new for years. Our immune system is made up of a network of cells, tissues, and organs that work together to protect the body against infections and diseases of all kinds. Yes, this is new to what it is used to, but I kind of got an inner feeling, given time and a chance, it will take note of what is happening, and it will handle it. It might need a bit of help from the brain, but it will overcome as it always has. Now, enough of that. I hope you enjoy today's story, Fear. Kind of soothing. You know, sometimes I like to sit back and ponder on how this old world is going in general. It's like the other day I was asked what I thought about fear and how I dealt with it. Well, I am certain that we all should pay attention when it comes to fear, as it is not something to be taken lightly. But in saying that, it is just a word made up of letters that we humans put together. Years ago, a Native friend of mine, Grey Wolf, and my dad and his father before that, always told me that fear is what ruled the world. You know, for years I had a hard time accepting that, but in theory, with a few years under my belt now, I'm finding it is true in part. One doesn't have to look too far to see what this word fear does to humans either. Some examples would be, like the fear of flying. Why is one afraid of flying? Simple. It's the fear of the plane coming down and ending it all. I have to admit, I don't care for flying one bit. I kind of like to keep my feet in the ground whenever possible. Matter of fact, I don't even like ladders. Thinking about that, years ago when I drove my old dad to Florida for winter, I would stay for a month or so enjoying my dad's company, and then I would fly home leaving him there with his car. I enjoyed that time with my dad and miss him dearly today, but that trip home on the plane sure hung over my head. I have to say, though, I overcame it by wiping it out of my mind while there, and when the time came to go home, well, let's say a bit of help from Jack Daniels got me through it from time to time. If there is a will, there is a way, they say, and I believe that to be true. Or in other words, you have to take whatever means is possible to overcome certain things. And I did. There are some that even fear doing their income tax. I guess I can see that, as they don't know what our powers to be are going to do when they receive it. Understandable. My lovely wife and I never had that problem, as well, simply put, we didn't have or make enough money that could cause us or anyone else any grief. Maybe being a poor kid wasn't all that bad. What about fear of having children, raising them properly and caring for them for the rest of their lives? And I mean that as a whole, too, as some children aren't even leaving home anymore. I suppose that is one way to know for sure where your children are at all times. Others fear of not having enough money to raise their children, putting them through school. That's understandable, too, as in a lot of ways, things have gotten out of hand in this country, I feel, with most having to work 7 days a week to make ends meet, and both parents have to work to support their means. I could get into that a bit more, but I won't, as I found it's best to stay out of other people's business. I learned that from experience. Fear of owning a home is a biggie, not so much as getting a loan to buy it, but after the fact, trying hard to make the mortgage payments. I have found owning your home is a great thing if you have the means to pay it off, say within 10 years or sooner. But 25 years, well, here again, I won't get into it other than saying it's a long time to have someone taking most of the paycheck each month. Then again, there are some that doesn't mind them kind of things. Some even fear of being able to make it through a day, with the reason being they're not sure of what lies ahead, especially with what is going on in the world today. I have to admit, things aren't the best with this virus going around the world, but one thing I know for certain, fear isn't going to help the situation one bit. If anything, it will make things worse, and if let go too long, it could bring on other health-related issues, which isn't needed. Calm, collective thinking is what is needed in situations like this, and, you know, I kind of think that most of us know this. It's just that some hasn't had to fend for themselves over the years. But life is a teacher in itself, and we humans, one way or another, or sooner or later, will learn to adapt. Some will have a hard time of it, and some won't. Fear of lying to someone is another biggie, and we all have done it at one time or another. And if you say different, well, I think you're I won't have to say it. I have also found from time to time there are some that tells lies where the truth would have been easier and made more sense. The old saying I grew up with was, you can't go wrong with telling the truth, as the truth can run around naked, where a lie has to be dressed, meaning the lie has to be covered up, which usually leads to more lies. And seeing that, though, I have to admit it is hard to tell the truth in certain instances. And I, over the years, have found that a wee bit of a white lie from time to time does and can help some. Like cruel honesty, to me, isn't always the best way to get your message across. Oh, don't get all flustered, sheesh. I'm just stating my feelings on this subject, and hey, you're allowed yours. In fact, I did write a story one time regarding lies, and I'll share it with you sometime down the road away. How about fear of living in the past? That's one that a lot of us folks do. In some cases, I have found that some can't stop dwelling on the bad things that they went through or did throughout their lives. I recommend that if there's something you can do to amend the past, then get to doing it. That is, if it doesn't hurt you or others. If it does, well, leave it alone and get on with your life. Some things I found are best alone. Again, that's just my opinion. Yep, there are all kinds of fear, and for most parts, I kind of think it has been used as an excuse for not doing a lot of things that we should have been doing, or letting it sway our minds into thinking wrongly. Fear has caused wars and all kinds of things to go wrong, along with what is going on today. You know, this old earth has and will put up with us humans for a long time yet, and you can bet on it. As with this coronavirus, we will beat this thing, I just know it. The thing is, we have to learn to leave fear alone and use good common sense in its place. Fear in most cases usually boils down to not knowing, and not knowing is nothing. So in reality, we're afraid of nothing. So why are we afraid of fear? Good question. I kind of think it is what we are raised to believe, put in our head from day one. There are good fears, some say, which is true in sense. An example would be someone might get burned if they touch a hot stove and things like that. I guess that's correct. But, you know, after all these years of living and hearing about fear, I kind of think it might not be fear at all. I kind of think it might be premonition, which is a natural occurrence. I believe that we all are given a gift that lets us know what is going to happen throughout our life before the fact. It's just that in today's world, with folks being so busy working and paying bills, they don't take time to use these gifts or skills that were given to us. The sad part is, many doesn't even realize they exist. I, for one, over the years, have used and called on these skills that I was taught by my elders, and will continue to do so, letting them make my life easier, safer, and better. I also know that this knowledge should be shared with others in hopes that they help others live a more productive, healthy, and fearless life. I do what I can, passing the word. And some listen, some don't, and hey, who am I? Anyways, folks, that's my views on the word fear. I guess the finale would be, it all boils down to how a person thinks and deals with the word fear. That is, if it is fear at all. Take it for what it's worth, and hang in there. That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that with so many folks calling and emailing me, asking me for more shows, I decided that for the next month or so, I will do my best to put together two shows a week instead of one. One will come out on Wednesday morning, and the other will come out on Saturday morning. I would also like to thank all those that have shared my podcast with others and got in touch with me saying how much they're enjoying them. It means a lot. These are trying times, to say the least, and we all have to do our part. I would also like to mention that all my stories are available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Times Changing, Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com. They're available in ebooks or paperback. If you'd like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me anytime at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll say that one more time. stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. Also, for those that have asked, you can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, "Hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters." And finally, take care of yourselves, and remember, we'll get through this. You could say a lot of us are in learning mode. Once we get the hang of it, we'll manage. We always do.